Welcome to the Ellie and Bex podcast. We'd like to thank all of you for listening. I mean, seriously, thank you. The Feel Good Podcast, Ellie and Bex, 91.9 CFM.
Welcome to today's podcast.
Hi, everyone.
It is back.
It is back.
It is back. The podcast is back.
Oh, yes.
And look.
Noticed you made a few eps while I was awake.
I did make a few eps, yeah.
Is that because those people from Gympie came up to you
100%.
At R&B Friday and said, we podcast you?
Yep. I had a podcast. I met a podcast listener in the wild. God. Which really restored my faith in the podcast.
Because she makes it. She puts all the effort into the podcast. I don't do much. I'll be honest. I just talk. And you love it. You put all the effort into it. And you kind of feel at times people aren't listening. And so when someone approached you the other day, if you are that person from Gympie, you honestly made her night. Everyone else was peaking. And it was too early for her to have any drinks. And she was off chops because she'd met you.
Yeah, that's true. I was.
You came back and you're like,
I was like, this night is not so good.
I was like, okay, I get it. Taylor Swift tickets runs out.
No, so apologies for the sporadic nature of the podcast the last couple of weeks. Bex has had 2 weeks off. I've been sick. You get the drill.
You get the drill, and thank you to the people in Gympie who podcast.
Yeah, appreciate that. Today's podcast should be a bit of fun, so sit back, relax, and let us grace your ear holes.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9 CFM.
Tony, I've had 2 weeks off, right? The first week, I was in the Barossa seeing my best mate.
Beautiful.
Barossa, of course, famous particularly for its Rieslings and its really full-bodied red wines. I'm not a wine wanker, but I don't mind a drop just quietly.
You do love a tipple?
Yeah, don't mind it. So went in Rome, have a crack. Getting
Eat
towards
some pasta.
The end, went in Rome, you go to St. Peter's. Here's the thing. Towards the end of the week, I noticed, you know when you get that feeling where you feel a pimple come up? It's like a little pinch, like a little sting?
Yeah.
This one was right on my nose. And straight at that point, whether you've got your phone on you or you're near a bathroom, you cannot wait to have a look at the damage.
Yeah, because you expect the worst. When you get that little tingling sensation, you're like, I have Mount Vesuvius on my face right now.
And I never get nose pimples. Granted, I'll get them other places.
We know.
Like my butt.
You've asked me to squeeze your back pimples before.
Yeah.
I've said no.
I'm squeezing Bexy's back. We could have done that. That would have been awesome. Anyhow, so I rush into the bathroom, whatever else. And what do you know? There's a pimple on the top of my nose. So I do what everyone does. I think I should leave it. And then I squeeze the hell out of it until basically there's one of us left and there's just this hole there. And I'm thinking to myself, I never get these pimples on my nose, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where has it come from?
Mm.
The answer didn't dawn on me until about 11 o'clock the next day.
Mm.
Surprise, surprise, at a winery. Surprise, surprise, my mate Davis picked a bottle. We're having a tipple.
Yeah.
Right? I've put the glass up to my nose and the top ring of the glass of the nose has hit right where the pimple was. I got a pimple on my face from the rim of drinking too much red wine.
What do you think this says about you, to you? What type of message do you think
this is sending to the young
gods
kids?
The gods are sending you. No, not to the young kids, to you. Like maybe.
It's up there. I know this is where you're heading. It's kind of like, you know, they're up there and they go, how do we tell him? I mean, we've told him. We've made him fat. we've made him slow. You know, he's got sleep apnea. That's, yeah, yep. No. Have we tried the pimple? Oh, Barry, he'll never go for that.
It's literally like spraining your elbow from lifting your beer can too quickly.
You just hit yourself in the face when you did that.
Yes, I did just hit myself in the face. Right, maybe I'm getting a sign
now
as well.
Now I have not heard your message because you injured yourself whilst doing it.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9 CFM.
Some call it an Irish exit. You and I would know it as a smoke bomb, Eleanor.
Oh, the old leaving without saying goodbye.
How do you feel about it? Where do you stand on it? I know, look, I can't in any good conscience criticise it because it's what I do.
It is in your handbook of, you know, life for sure.
And everyone's got their mate.
Yep.
That's the, you know, the chronic one. Does a lot of it.
Yep.
You know what I mean? It's like, where's Damo? I go, oh, he would have left without saying goodbye.
You're that person in our friend group.
Yeah, okay. I just realised.
100%.
Well, joke's on all of you guys because according to a recent study done by none other than the University of New South Wales Time Management Institute,
of course, yeah, I know them well.
If you call them, they hurry you up on the phone. Sorry, I'm really busy. Can we do this? Can you do this whilst doing something else? when they studied 2,000 Australians, they found that these people save up to 2 days a year by smoke bombing. So your actual time saved by buggering off from a party before it's finished.
2 days.
Two full days, 48 hours a year. But here's the thing, and I'm not one to question it because it is one of the country's top universities, right? So this is fair dinkum. But they interviewed 2,000 Aussies, and these people have said that they go to, on average, 25 parties a year.
Yeah, that's about right.
off. I'll turn it up. 100%. You're in bed by 8:30 playing Mario Kart.
No, 100% I would go to at least 25 parties.
You reckon every second week you're going to a party?
Yeah.
Fair dinkum.
Yeah.
What did you do what did you do last Saturday?
What constitutes as a party?
I think that's pretty clear. A gathering of a hell of a lot of people in the one place, music, drinks.
Yeah, not like a typical. So what about like going out for dinner with 10 other people?
You can't smoke
bomb. Is that a party?
You can't smoke bomb from that.
Yeah, true.
Where's Ellie? Oh, it's just a steak there and no person.
Nah, I reckon 25 is about accurate because some weekends I would go to two.
Okay, what were you doing last weekend?
Last weekend I was in
Saturday?
Sydney.
Yeah, what did you do?
I went out with some friends.
Yeah, two. You went to the footy, not a party.
Not a party. No, afterwards. The night before was R&B Friday. Boom, party.
Okay, and what are you doing this weekend?
This weekend, I'm going to the footy again.
Okay, so you need to go to a party next weekend.
Last weekend I was sick. I was supposed to go to a party on Saturday night. Happy birthday to Tani from BFT, except I couldn't because I was sick.
There you go.
So that's two in 2 weeks.
But how about that?
Mm.
18 hours and 45 minutes over every couple of parties.
Mm.
In total, 2 days per year.
Yeah. I reckon for me, because I am a long goodbyer. I mean, yes, I smoke bomb from time to time, for sure.
Yeah.
But I say a long goodbye. So if I say I'm leaving, I'm there for about another half hour.
I'm one of those people, once I sort of head towards the door or leave the venue, I'm not coming back.
Yeah, we get it. You're a smoke bomber, okay? You love it.
Yeah.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9, CFM.
Now, Bex, you have been off on holidays for the last couple of weeks.
Yes. So the flip side of going on holidays is people mention it. Non-stop.
Yeah. Well,
actually, you know something. Sorry, but I know you're about to get into something, and I know we shouldn't do this in radio, but while I was away, one of our many dedicated listeners, one of my little spies, said that you and Taz had been
scheming,
using the audience, in fact, because neither of you could come up with anything decent.
Oh, we had a whole bunch of ideas.
To prank me.
Yeah, we did, but then I got the flu, and so we ran out of time.
What was
to
the
plan
best
it.
Idea, quickly, before
what
we move
What
we
really
on.
Wanted to do was get all the staff in the lobby waiting for you when you rock up on your first day back and sing happy birthday to you.
Why?
Because you would feel so awkward, because you'd be like, oh, they think it's my birthday, but it's not, and we were going to film the whole thing. It was going to be good gear.
So glad that didn't go
ahead. Oh, God, I wish we'd done. Anyway, that is not what we're talking about
now. Kind of sorry I asked.
While you were gone, Bex,
yes, mate.
The biggest story of last week
was
buying Taylor Swift tickets.
My neighbour's kids.
Yep.
Shout out to Maddie. Trying.
Yep.
I got to tell you, I don't know about you, but being in this business that we're in, I've never had so many people come out of the woodwork for a favour.
Yep.
On Tay Tay Day. I should have known because we're in this business. I didn't even know it was happening until my phone was going off like a Christmas tree.
Yeah. Honestly, they reckon 4 million Australians tried to buy tickets. We have 25 million people in this country.
Yes.
4 million of them.
How many? What's that? One in?
Oh, one in five-ish?
One in six.
Anyway, that is a lot of people, right?
Yeah.
And I actually helped a friend because I have an Amex, and Amex had...
Go on, play the song.
That sounds so
play
ranky.
The song.
What? Oh, this one?
No. You know
no,
the one.
I don't have it because I'm rich. I have it because I like to...
Yeah, you're right.
I cycle through credit cards.
The amount of people I come in contact with in my work with the underprivileged who have got an Amex.
No, it's good because...
I'm paying for their soup kitchen.
They waived the joining fee. I didn't have to pay anything for it. It was great. Anyway,
okay.
Irrelevant.
Enough with your
ads. Amex had the pre-sale, right?
Yeah.
So, I had to help a friend buy it because she was using my card to buy it. Uh-huh. Anyway, absolute pandemonium. So I understand what went through the mind of this poor girl on TikTok who's come out and said that she accidentally, in all the chaos that was trying to get her hands on the Amex presale, which I might add are $900 a pop, up to $1,200.
There's tickets.
Because they were VIP only.
But it was just Taylor Swift serve you a, bespoke a la carte meal?
No, not even. Anyway, in the chaos, she somehow spent $10,000 on Taylor Swift tickets because she had so many tabs going, trying to get through.
She only got 12 tickets?
Yeah, literally.
Fair.
Literally, not even. She's accidentally racked up a huge bill on the credit card. Luckily, she's managed to onsell them to other people.
Mm.
But leads us to ask the question, 545-11919, what did you accidentally purchase?
Yeah, I've got so many of these, Chaney, and I reckon most of mine are accidental app purchases. You know, when you're looking for something, mm-hmm. you know, a particular app, and you do the research and then you sign up and you double click in a hurry just to install it.
Yep.
And all of a sudden you're paying $70.
Oh, the free trials.
For some sort of app that makes everyone's face look like a panda or something, you know.
They will get you. All right. I feel like we've asked this question before and we've gotten some great stories, so we want to redo it.
Yes.
545-11-919. Give us a call.
Yeah, I just want to remind everyone that I'm putting all the rest of the prizes that are left today on this particular phone call, okay? So, 10 free coffees for Banjo's Bakery, drive-through at Bock Arena, Rip City tickets for this weekend's game against Southwest Metro, 545-11-919. Give us a call. Just tell us, what did you buy by accident? And Alicia in Baringa, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Leish. What did you buy by accident?
I bought a $600 Roblox character, apparently.
Of course you did. Was it one of your kids or was it you?
No, my 7-year-old daughter was sitting at a restaurant and she was playing on the app on my phone, and all of a sudden she put it up near my face and it face ID'd me, and I heard the ping, and I was like, oh my God. I was like, what is that? And she goes, I just bought a character. And I didn't realise that characters were from, I don't know, $10 to something like $900 a character, and mine was $600.
Is there any benefit? Does this character come round and do your washing?
No, absolutely nothing. It's just a character, apparently, that has different things. But, I don't know anything about that much.
I love the idea that somewhere, wherever in the world this game originated, that the person who made it is probably just, guys, someone bought the $600 character. I told you.
Oh, what a clever little kid you've got as well, using Face ID, Alicia.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, can you take me through?
So it's been removed off her iPad and off my phone now.
That's fair.
And also removed from your bank account, but that's okay. That's another story. Can I just ask you quickly, because as you may know, I'm a young parent. What was the conversation you had with her regarding that afterwards?
It was actually just before her birthday as well, and prob's not what I wanted to spend her birthday money on, but I ended up actually getting the money back from them.
Good.
If you actually, there's actually a line where you can actually respond back and say, like, my child's bought this, and you go through a couple of different emails with them, and they do actually refund it.
How good's that?
It happens a fair bit.
Good for people to know.
Good for people to know, but she got in a fair bit of trouble. But it was like her birthday a couple of days later, so I couldn't really.
Same place. Guys, like, someone bought the $600. No, it was a kid again.
Man the hotline. All right. Thanks, Alicia. Let's go to Sam in Caloundra. Sam, what did you accidentally purchase?
So when I was younger, I was selling one of my old Xboxes on eBay.
Yeah.
And so it was a bit low, so I was trying to bump it up on my mum's account, and I ended up winning the bloody Xbox.
Uh-oh. Not on the mum's account. All right, how much?
You bought your own listing. I love it.
So I ended up with an eBay service fee and my own Xbox.
What did you end up, what did you want for it, and what did you end up paying?
I wanted, like, $250, and I ended up $250, which ended up with $25 service fee.
This is amazing.
I love it. The fact you're prepared to admit that, Sam, I think is quite courageous.
What'd your mum say?
I didn't really tell her.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay, so if you're listening.
Yeah. Oh, Sam, that
good
is
work.
Great. Good on
Thank
you,
Thank you, Sammy. Appreciate that, mate. From him, we'll go to Benny, who's in Sippy. Hello, so Ben.
Good. How you going?
Hey, good. Benny. Have you made an accidental purchase in your time?
I have. I've actually told you about it before.
Oh, great. I thought we'd done this topic before.
I have the memory of a goldfish, so I'm going to be excited whatever this is.
Tell us about it again.
It was a drunk graze purchase.
Yes.
I was very intoxicated, and I was bidding on a 1957 Chevy Bel Air.
Yes.
And I forgot all about it, and I woke up in the morning to an email saying, congratulations, you've won a car.
I do remember this story. At least, look.
And I thought, well, I'll just shoot down to Brisbane and have a look. And it was in Melbourne.
And didn't you go to Melbourne and drive it back up in the end?
No, it wasn't even drivable.
Oh, geez.
Love it.
That is
it. It worked out all right. I made good money out of it.
I tell you what, those things have been, in the last 10 years, they've gone through the roof. Don't worry about that.
Is it rude for me to ask how much you make out of it?
I think I made it. Oh, not much. I've only made $6,000 out of it.
Still? Geez, should I buy one?
Oh, my God.
Ben,
no.
You send me that website you bought it off.
You should not buy a Chevrolet from the 50s. I mean, they are, to be honest, one of the better-looking cars of the era. I think they're gorgeous. But at the end of the day, No, Chaney is the answer. Benny, thank you.
Good on you, Benny.
Should I buy a Chevrolet? Benny, you know what? We're going to shout you some coffees, Banjo's Bakery, drive through Bock Arena. And if you want to go to the basketball this weekend, I've got to tell you, there's no better night out, Rip City and Southwest Metro.
Excellent.
Good on you, Benny. Slide into my DMs. Give me some financial tips on how to sell an expensive car, because I could do this an extra 6G. I'll tell you what.
Okay, you start. I think I was on tequila, rum, and beer.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9 CFM.
Well, look, I feel like you and I, Bex, in radio, we have one job, effectively, and that is to do a radio show each day. Okay, that's our one job.
Yep.
The Philippines tourism. Deep. What do you think their one job is to
entice people to go to that beautiful country? 100%. I mean, it's got some fantastic beaches.
Oh, it's a beautiful
bustling
country.
Cities. They make good chicken in the Philippines, I know that much.
Do they? Yeah. I want to go to Boracay so bad. Have you seen Boracay?
Yeah.
God, it looks good.
10 years
ago. So you'd think, easy job, right? The Philippines has got a lot to offer.
These stacks of footage. I mean, you could even, if you had no money, get onto the old hashtag and ask people if you could use their footage.
100%.
There's your instant... I mean, I've just come up with an
so
idea.
So many ways around it.
No one steal that idea, by the way.
It is astounding that Tourism Philippines has just been done for creating a video called Love the Philippines. It's a great video. I just watched it.
Yeah.
You know, makes me want to go to the Philippines. Problem is, the footage that they've used in this video doesn't all come from the Philippines.
I mean,
in fact...
You had one job.
One job. That's like us doing the radio show and just ripping a Spotify podcast and just pressing play on it 100%. And leaving for 3 hours a day.
Don't worry, that's the next business model.
Yeah. Brazil, Indonesia, Switzerland and the United Arab Emirates all feature.
Respectfully, Brazil, lots of jungle, right?
True.
The UAE, manufactured cities and lots of sand.
Yeah. Well,
what else do we have there?
The footage they've used from the UAE is of someone on a buggy in sand dunes.
Okay.
I don't know if you can do that in the Philippines.
Maybe you can, maybe you can't.
So I mean, it's not typically an activity done
much
there.
What's a Brazilian? Are you sure it wasn't just someone getting a Brazilian in them?
No, well, yeah, certainly not. That wouldn't be enticing
to go. Tape's cheaper here and
they
you can get a cocktail at the same time.
No, that is not the case.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, you'd think of all the rice terraces in Bali they've used from Ubud. Like what do you mean?
Look at you trying to be a traveller.
I haven't I've been to Ubud before. It's honestly, it's not as fun as Seminyak, if I'm being honest. Seminyak's where all the bars and stuff are.
Can you stop
Kuta's a bit too
Can you stop
much
being salmon
me?
Slack, okay? This is not a getaway. Tell us about your bogan travel destinations, okay?
Why not? Hey, Bali is not for bogans. Seminyak is very upmarket.
Oh, yeah.
So is Ubud.
You know where Seminyak and Ubud are for? Cashed up bogans.
So
name me a Nobel laureate that's been on holidays in Ubud or Seminyak.
Eat, Pray, Love. Doesn't she go to Bali in that? Doesn't Julia Roberts go to that?
Isn't
Bali
that
in
fictional?
That?
Exactly.
I give up.
What are you going to do next? To quote some James Bond to me?
100%. I'm sure he's been to Bali.
I'm about to Seminyak in the bin, I'll tell
All
you
right,
what.
All right, we've digressed. Under the Pump up next. $1,000 up for grabs if we haven't lost
you.
That'd
be great.
With the Ubud gear.
My bad.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9.
It's back from the dead. You after 2 weeks off, me after the flu.
Don't worry about it. I was crook for part of my holiday.
Were ya?
Second time this year I've taken holidays, and the first time I got pneumonia.
Yep.
I don't know what's going on with
Mate,
the world.
Everyone's getting it at the moment. And you know what? If you do have a cold at the moment.
Yeah.
I feel for you.
Totally.
It sucks.
Can I tell you something? I was, because I've got a toddler and because of the situation that everyone else is in as well, vis-a-vis sickness. I was sick before anyone else, and I don't want to say I was a trailblazer, but I'll tell you this.
You were patient zero.
I would come back to work and people would treat you like a leper. And I'm going to tell you from my ivory tower right now, it is great to see so many people mildly in discomfort because all of you people were all the ones who said to me, put a mask on.
Yeah, because you gave us all the sickness.
Oh, that's not how it works, mate. I was in Adelaide when you got sick.
Anyway, it sucks. You can't do anything. Yeah. You can't leave the house. It's very depressing. But so I feel for you.
Sucked in everyone else.
I stand with you.
Because you all hated me when I was at the bottom.
Together.
So anyhow, one thing I did notice on my copious amounts of days off, I think I was well on that particular day, two bathrooms in the apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't really use the spare bathroom a lot. It's more for guests.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen it.
I've used it.
It's standard, you know, small sort of little bathroom there. Anyhow, I was using it the other day. And normally, if you can imagine, as I walk in, If you walk in, it's like you're facing a rectangle. On the left is the dunny,
mm-hmm.
and the door opens to your right, so you don't see behind the door and whatever else. I was cleaning because my parents are coming, so I was like, I'll mop everything. I'll give it a proper, you know, as you're going on.
Yeah.
I moved the door open. 6 months I've lived in that place.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realise that that bathroom had a basin. I've been washing my hands in the laundry for 6 months. Every now and then something happens and you think, geez, maybe I'm not as smart as I think I am.
Yeah, 100%. You're definitely not. I have used that basin before. My issue with this.
Thought something smelled.
Do you not wash your hands?
Yeah. Well, I wash my hands in the laundry or in the bathroom, which is adjacent, which has a sink, obviously, because it's a bathroom.
And you don't ever close the door. What if, and I hate to bring this up because I don't want to.
I
are
don't
you
think
doing number two?
No, I don't think I pooed on there. I don't think I have. Or if I have, maybe door open because... But these days with a toddler, I've got to keep eyes on the kid. I can't close the door.
So your fecal matter just seeps into the kitchen?
It's 50 metres away.
Oh, gross.
Fecal matter.
Yeah, but your fecal matter
would fly. I walk around dropping poos in the kitchen.
Your fecal matter would fly far, I can tell.
Can I just say?
Those droplets.
Part of me.
Could win the Olympics.
Part of me is taking that as the first compliment you've ever paid.
How fast your fecal matter flies.
That I have great fecal matter. Okay, I'll take that.
Well, you put a lot of time into it.
Sure, it's a dig. Okay?
For the amount of time you spend on it.
You should be good at it. Other people have bachelor's degree from less. Let's be honest.
You could do TED Talks in fecal matter, to be honest.
Yeah, you go.
You do 10,000 hours of something.
I couldn't actually because I'd need to stop the talk halfway through to go for a poo. I think I need to. Anyhow, we digress.
We do digress.
What's something that took you forever to notice? You know, it might be a special feature in your car.
Mm.
It might be something to do with your workplace. It might be a handshake that people do. I know it's a long shot, but I have lived in this house for 6 months without realising there was a basin next to the toilet. So, look, don't know how we're going to go with this one. Do have Rip City tickets if you want. They're against Southwest Metro. I've got to tell you, Rip City, there's no better weekend family or just fun night out.
Oh, the basketball, so much fun. So if you want to go to that and if you've got a story, give us a call, 545-11919. What's been in your life and you just did not notice it?
We'll get nothing from this.
All right, challenge given out.
Accepted?
No, because that's not. You're
still worried about my fecal matter?
Yeah, I really am. All right, just call us now, please. Bowen's in Watala. Hi, Bowen.
Hey, how are you?
Good, mate. So what are we talking about here? What's something that you had for ages and you didn't realise?
It's kind of stupid, but I had an early model VE Commodore.
Yeah.
And I couldn't work out how to get the fog lights on for about 3.5 years. So I pulled up a servo one day and seen an old mate had his fog light on, and I'm like, oi, oi, what's it go? How do you turn them on?
Do you pull them out?
Yeah, you pull the button out.
Oh, Bowen. Okay, well, I'm going to make you feel better right now.
Yeah.
And just ask the two of you a question. Are fog lights your high beams? Are they the same thing?
No, darling. They're low, below your headlights.
Do I have them in my car?
Probably not.
Okay, well, Bowen, does that make you feel better?
I don't think your car has wheels.
Thank you.
I knew there was a toilet in there, obviously. And I've been going into the laundry to wash my hands afterwards, closed the door because I needed to do something more substantial the other day, and realised there's already a basin in there. 6 months in, I've been paying for this joint.
Well, that's my question. How are you so rich that
you've
even
know? You've had 48 questions. Mate, settle down. It's a 3-bedroom apartment. Settle down.
On the canal. La 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 la. Basins in my house, in my canal front property. I don't even know that sun
that
exists.
Is absolute BS, and you know it. This is nothing to do with wealth, okay?
I don't even need all the basins in my property.
If I didn't have all the espresso martinis, if you didn't have all the espresso martinis you had, you could afford to live there too, because we do the same job.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. we want to know what's been in your life that you haven't noticed. For me, so many features on my car that I didn't know were there. Didn't know that I had a back windscreen wiper for years.
What about our mate Riley Rose back down south? And she used to drive between her country home, and there she grew up in a country town. And she didn't realise that she had sixth gear. She's buzzing along one day in fifth gear.
Oh, no, in a manual.
And one of our mates went, just pop that up there. Oh, wow.
Bless. See, cars are tough. If you don't know cars, they're very tough. Yeah. All right, let's go to the phones. 545-11919 if you want to join in. Brock is in Maroochydore. Hey, Brocky. Has there been something in your life you haven't noticed?
So I don't know if you know, with the KFC logo, it looks like there's a the big head and then underneath it, like a little body.
Yeah, yeah.
Hang on. Oh, is that the colonel?
The body.
Yeah.
So I only worked out the other day that it's actually his bow tie.
There you go.
See, Brock.
Good gear.
I was good the other gear. Way around. I always thought of it as the bow tie, and then one day it was pointed out to me that it looks like a little stick figure, and now I can't unsee the stick figure.
I kind of feel like a lot of the people that run KFC listen to this show, so I just thought maybe we'll put it out to them, that maybe put little shoes on the bottom of the colonel's bow tie.
100%.
Problem solved.
Give him a bow tie on the stick figure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Brock agrees. So he's 11. Thank you, Brock, for supporting me.
Well, he's intimidated.
Need someone to.
You're his second favourite radio show, host.
Brock and I have bonded many a time, haven't we, Brocko?
Yeah.
Oh, he sounds convincing.
At the netball. Brock always comes up and says hi to me at the Lightning Games, and I appreciate that about you, Brocko.
Now we're really digging deep. We're playing favourites with an 11-year-old. Brocky, you're a legend. Always good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Thanks,
I'll never look at the Colonel the same way again.
Yeah, you and me both. Maddie and Yamundi, another one of our favourites. Hi, Mads.
Oh, stop it. Hi.
Oh, I won't stop.
Did you have a massive hangover after R&B Friday? Because you gave it a nudge. I was proud of you.
I had a slight hangover.
Okay. All right. What did you have for ages and ages before you realised you had it?
Me, it was actually my mum.
Mm-hmm.
So after I graduated from uni, I got all the printout photos from my graduation, and I had one of me and all my family, and I printed it out and I put it in a nice frame and I put it up on the wall next to her graduation photo, which she graduated when my younger brother and I were kids, so it had us all in there again. So I was like, you know, that's kind of cute. Mum's got hers, I've got mine.
Yeah, cute.
She didn't notice for months. And one day she came up to me and she goes, oh, you put a photo up. I was like, Mum, I put that up months ago. She's like, oh, I never noticed. I'm like, how did you not notice? It's in a sparkly gold frame. Yeah. How did you not realise
It took you 3 years to achieve that photo as well. That's what I love about that.
Exactly.
It's not a photo of you getting an ice cream or something. It's
Maddie. You try to do a nice deed,
I reckon,
and just backfire.
Maddie just texted her mum, listen to the radio. I'm not sure why.
Yeah.
Just unloaded.
Gotcha.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9 CFM.
Pains, haptics. I want us to just think about that before we go to our special guest. Haptics are the things within your phone, etc., that listen to you, and all of a sudden you've been talking about going to Fiji or whatever, and bang, up come these ads the next hour or so about these ways to get to Fiji.
I get ads for Fiji a lot.
I bet you do. For Fiji, for twisties. What else would you get?
Oh, cheeseburgers, Macca's, Eagles, honestly.
AFL
Macca's
ads.
Is their entire advertising spend
ones,
is directed at me.
I'm getting ones about certain parts of my body not working.
My knees, exactly.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, but I don't even...
How do you know?
I mean, yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. Another bloke who probably is not getting them because he's a lot younger than me, Seamus from Jules and Seamus. Hello.
What's up? Hey, welcome back, guys. You sound fantastic.
Oh,
hey,
get
a couple
stuffed.
Of weeks off, now you're back. It's all good.
Get stuffed.
I've got to publicly thank Seamus for jumping in on Friday. He did our show with Taz on Friday because you're on holidays.
And
I was sick.
Tazzy said he had a ball. So
yeah, good job.
Thanks. Yeah, no, it was a lot of fun. It was neither of our show, so we just winged
abused
the whole
it.
Thing
abused
and improvised.
It was like a free hotel room, wasn't it? Hey, I wanted to bring something up because I did come back for one day on my holidays, and that was for the R&B Friday party, and you were sporting a piece of clothing that you have spruiked so hard to all of us here.
Oh.
He didn't shut up about it, did he, Chani?
Look, well, he rocked up in it, and first of all, I noticed you're wearing something with CFM branding on it.
Yeah.
But it also,
embroidered
in just as big font,
has
the real brand of where the item came from. Can you describe to us what it is, Seamus?
Go on.
This is a 700 duck down North Face like vest, puffer vest.
And the puffer vest.
Fantastic.
sick.
Mate, you look like a part-time security guard.
My muscles as well.
You're such a brand tart. He went on about it and on about it and on about it because at this workplace, they're really great. If you go and get stuff that you would wear through the course of the day, they will pay for some of it and embroider it with the company logo.
So uniform.
What was that thing worth, Shamey?
That was about $280 or maybe $380.
They're $300.
Obviously, CFM paid some I paid the rest.
Out of your money clip. That's a moment for another day.
Yeah.
I want to tell you this. So that night, obviously, R&B Friday, you were going on about it. That much that the haptics, they picked up on it. The next day, I got shown that same jacket for $159.
Oh, Seamus.
How about that?
Surely, that hurts my soul.
Surely Jules has told you the pitfalls about wearing, you know, haute couture all the time. It goes up, it goes down.
Seamus. How does that make you feel, bud?
That does hurt me a lot, but given the fact that I paid a little less than that because CFM paid for the rest of it, I mean, it's not that big of a deal, but you know, I kind of wish I got the deal.
Here's where I want to go with this, guys. You know that a little bit of pain's only a bad thing if it doesn't yield a phone topic. And here's where I want to go with this. What went on sale right after you bought it?
Yeah. Are you like Seamus?
Yeah.
Well, that's probably a different question.
My uncle actually came here from Brisbane many years ago. It would have been about 20 years ago, Chaney. Spent a lot of money on a car, fairly high-end car, and as he was driving back down the highway, he heard an ad on the radio that had $8,000 off it.
Oh, God. My heart. All right. Well, thank you, Seamus. At least you can stay your chest can stay warm today
I never
in your $300
vest. Puffer vest for another thing. Your arms are cold.
No, not these pipes, mate. They are so buff fair and muscular. Deacon. They are warm all the time.
We know what the forearms are toned from, don't we, hey?
Good on you, Seamus. Jessica's in Budrum. Jess, has this happened to you? Did something go on sale after you bought it?
Yes, so I have been absolutely, like, wanting a pair of Crocs forever.
Yeah.
And I just went out to buy them the other day, and they just went on sale. They're E4 sale. So I'm gutted because I spent $50 more than I, like,
let's not.
It off. I'm
how is anyone spending $50 to start with on Crocs would be my first question. Something that you can blow mold in your backyard. I'm just resisting every sort of Croc joke I could make.
Good.
Right
I'm proud of you. That shows true strength.
But do you think, Chaney, that they've gone down in price because of demand? Because I find that really hard to believe.
No. If anything, demand's going through the roof. I spoke about this on the show last week. Crocs are now a cult. Everyone's getting them.
If you're wearing the Crocin, then you're rocking.
See, they've got their own tagline.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jess, I'm glad you
Jess,
bounced back.
There's so much I want to say, but I just feel like you're beyond help. So we'll quietly let you go, but appreciate your time.
Yeah, good on you, sister. Let's go now to John from Noosa. John, did something go on sale after you bought it?
With this guy, but remember those TVs maybe like 10, 12 years ago and they had like the glasses and you could see like 3D and stuff?
Oh, yeah, you were one of those people. And like all things television, when the new technology comes out, it's worth a fortune.
Yeah, but wearing glasses in your own home to watch TV, I never really understood that.
Unless you need glasses, we're not judging. how much did you pay for
3D
it?
3D glasses, I should clarify.
I can't even remember. Probably like $5,000 or something like that. The sales guy saw me coming from a mile away. Like, I got the latest of everything. Yeah. And he's like, this will never go out of fashion, man. You'll have this for years.
Oh, God. I wonder if I were to Google, what would you call it? Like a 3D
TV? TV with goggles. Let's have a look at that.
Oh, you can get one on Kogan for $5.99. $3.99
That hurts my soul.
For a fitty
inch. Oh. I'm sure our good mates at Joyce Main or Harvey Norman will do a good deal for you. But, John, that's not the point. There you go. Went on sale because no one wanted them.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9 CFM.